FM 90.3 WJTL, Laura Story, O Love of God, Kobe Koloff's No Room, and second chapter of Acts, Mansion Builder, celebrating Matthew Ward's birthday. Matthew, I hope you get to ride a skateboard today. Don't break a hip. Good morning to you. 7:49.
We had a lot of fog this morning. Looks like most of that has lifted. Cloudy today, although we're seeing a little bit of sun right now. Rain today and windy, high 61. Rain on the overnight, low 53. And then cloudy with rain likely before 1 tomorrow. Tomorrow's high about 56. Partly sunny, only 38 for the high Saturday. Chance of rain later Saturday, but because of the temps, it could mix with some snow. And then mostly sunny and 43 for the high on Sunday. Don't worry, we'll rebound back to some milder temps next week. Right now it's 40 in Harrisburg, 43 in Lancaster.
Our very special guests, Melissa and Nicole of CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates of Lancaster, hanging out with us. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
We've enjoyed getting to know you today. Mm-hmm. Thank you for hanging out with us. Melissa Liebig is the Director of Community Outreach for CASA of Lancaster. Melissa, for those who don't know, tell us about CASA.
Sure. So CASA trains community volunteers to advocate for children in foster care in the court system. And currently we're advocating for about 40% of the kids in foster care, and that's due in part to a need for volunteers and a need for more financial support. So there are hundreds of children still here in Lancaster, the whole county, who could benefit from a CASA, and I'm hoping that we can have some people come to our information session next week to learn a little bit more about what that means.
So these kids have no one to stand up and advocate for them. What does an advocate do? What
sure.
does this person do?
So these children are working with caseworkers from the Children and Youth Agency, and they have child attorneys, but those entities see many different children, and what a CASA can bring is that one-on-one connection with the child. So they get to learn the child, see what's in their best interest, work their way out from the child, meet the biological parents, foster care parents, put the pieces of the puzzle together, if you will, and right. present that information in the courtroom.
Very interesting. If folks want to be an advocate mm-hmm. and a volunteer, you said you have an information meeting next Tuesday. Tell us about that.
Yes. So February 20th on Tuesday at Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd at noon. It's a free hour information session on what it means to become a volunteer. So you can still come. You can just show up. We'll greet you with a warm, friendly smile and hope to get you in for our next training class.
So if folks want to be a part of that, they can find out the information online mm-hmm. as well.
CASALancaster.org is our website. They can learn about the information session or you can support us in other ways. We have a gala coming up in the fall, September 28th, and that information's online as well.
And Nicole Soroki's with us. And Nicole, you've been a CASA volunteer and an advocate. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
My experience is I've had a sibling group, and they were 1.5 and 3.5 when they were taken in, and they had experienced, had witnessed some unspeakable things, and I was able to advocate for them throughout this process. And it has been very rewarding. One thing to keep in mind is that when you are advocating, there are many times that you are the one constant person that is in their life.
Wow.
They can jump from resource family to resource family, and you are the one person that they know that they can rely on.
Wow, that's great. If folks are listening and saying, well, convince me, why would I want to be a volunteer? Why would I want to be part of CASA? You're a great convincer because you love what you're doing. What would you say to people?
What I would say is, be the voice of the innocent. That's what's important, because these children cannot speak for themselves. And it's very rewarding when you're able to do that. Our ultimate goal is reunification with their family. And many times it is that way. And it's rewarding to be able to see that, to be able to get the sources and the resources that they need.
Great opportunity to find out more next Tuesday. Visit CASALancaster.org. In addition to being a volunteer, Nicole's also the chair of the upcoming gala. Tell us about that, Nicole.
Their gala is going to be on September 28th. It's going to be at the Marriott Penn Square. And we have a silent auction, a raffle, and a live auction. And it will be a lot of fun. You'll be able to come out, meet the heroes that we are going to be presenting, and just to have a great evening.
Sign up online, CasaLancaster.org. Get all the information about the September 28th gala that's happening at the Marriott Penn Square, or next Tuesday's information meeting, CasaLancaster.org. Melissa and Nicole, thank you so much
for being with us.
Yeah, we really enjoyed getting to know you and hearing about Casa. Back to the music we go with Natalie Graham. This is More Than